Hormuz has been shut 83 days. FII have now pulled 17,960 crore from financials in the first half of May alone. And GIF Nifty is pointing at only 23,700. Is this a base or a trap?
Cautious. Peace trade watch. Range 23,400 to 23,900. The 23,800 call writing ceiling is unbroken. Bears are defending it even as US futures add a modest 46 GIF Nifty points overnight. The FII outflow is structural rotation, not one bad session.
Structural rotation. You mean financial specifically, not broad market selling?
Exactly. Financials took 17,960 crore of that outflow in May's first half alone. Bank Nifty is at 52,800, NIM compression is real, and the RBI rate cut window stays shut as long as Brent is above $100. Those two pressures compound each other.
Which brings us to Iran. They want to keep enriched uranium inside the country. What does that actually block?
Everything. Uranium retention is not a side clause. It is the blocking condition for any Hormuz reopening. The IEA is already flagging an oil red zone by July. Brent at 104.86 is the floor, not the ceiling, heading into summer demand peak. OMC under recovery math turns negative above $85 a barrel. We are $20 above that.
You flagged OMCs. Indigo and Air India are in the same bind. ATF at these levels, 83 days in. Is aviation incrementally worse today, or is it just more of the same?
Incrementally worse. There is no relief signal, no Hormuz corridor, no uranium concession. Indigo carries the biggest ATF cost exposure in the domestic space. Holding that position at Brent 104 is purely a bet on a single geopolitical headline, not fundamentals.
Nykaa posted PAT up 286%. That is a sharp number in this environment. Is the consumer internet re-rate real?
It is real. Revenue up 28% to 2,648 crore, PAT to 78 crore. This is GMV recovery, confirming a structural shift, not a one-quarter blip. Compare that to GAIL, where FY26 PAT fell 39% year-on-year to 7,582 crore. Hormuz, LNG disruption is squeezing volumes structurally. Earnings season is splitting sharply along energy exposure.
You said GAIL is getting squeezed structurally. Does the RBI bond supply today add to that pressure on the financial side?
Yes, 32,000 crore in GSEC underwriting today. If the auction draws weak demand, 10-year yields rise and bank HTM portfolios take pressure. RBI is running 3 VRR tenors plus a forex swap. Liquidity is tighter than the headline framing suggests. That is the domestic overhang sitting alongside the Iran news flow.
And the closing read on where this week leaves us?
Iran retaining enriched uranium is not a negotiating footnote. It is the blocking condition for any Hormuz reopening. Until that resolves, Brent stays above $100, OMC margins stay compressed, and the RBI rate cut window stays shut. The structural India thesis is intact. DII flows are absorbing FII selling, domestic capex is running, and the BJP capex mandate is uncontested. What changes the setup is a single confirmed signal, uranium concession or Hormuz corridor, that reprices energy, currency, and rate expectations in one session. Until then, Friday is about position management, not direction calls.